Hello, this is Ronnie McCormick. I'm the pastor of Hightower Baptist Church. Welcome to our drive-through Christmas program. We call it A Journey to Jesus. We hope this will give you a glimpse of the birth and life, death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior.
In scene one, the angel Gabriel visits Mary. And in the sixth month, God sent his angel Gabriel to Mary, who was a virgin and engaged to a man named Joseph. The angel, seeing Mary's fear, said, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will conceive a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." In scene two, Joseph learns that Caesar Augustus has sent out a decree that all should be taxed. He sets out with Mary, being great with child, to return to his hometown. In scene three, we find Joseph and Mary in the midst of their journey. They went out from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
In scene 4, the shepherds are in their fields keeping watch over their sheep at night. An angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of God shone round about them, and they were so afraid. The angel said, "Fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." In scene 5, the prophets had foretold of a star appearing in the east for a child that was to become king of the Jews. Wise men saw the star and followed it to Bethlehem. When they arrived at the manger, they saw the child and rejoiced with great joy, presenting him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
He has come. Joy to the world.
Thank you.
In scene 7, Jesus was sent by his Father to be the light for this world. As he got older, he preached, led his disciples, and performed great miracles for all to see. In scene 8, knowing his fate, he took up the cross, bore our sins, was beaten and crucified, crying, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they have done," with his last breath. He was laid in a borrowed tomb. In scene 9, after 3 days, the stone was rolled away. Jesus had risen from the grave, and the tomb was empty. In scene 10, Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." God knew that he would make the ultimate sacrifice, and yet he still followed through. He sent his son to be born of a virgin, live the life of a perfect man, and die a painful death for his people. Jesus came and died for us all, not for the rich, not for the powerful, not for the meek. Everyone that believed could and will be saved and live eternally with God.
Jesus Christ is born.
He is born.
Jesus Christ is born.
As you have made your way through a maze of scenes, all of us at Hightower Baptist Church hope this drive-through presentation of Journey to Jesus has been a blessing to you as we celebrate his story of love and salvation. We invite you to join with us in worship anytime you can. Follow us on Facebook or check us out on our webpage at hightowerbaptistchurch.com. God bless you and thank you for coming.